Greetings, this is the podcast part of the Impulse Class for Aaron's side.
I'm doing this alone. I've got a few songs here, and I'm going to go through them and tell you why I like them, and a little bit about them. So we're going to start off already. The first one is Absolute Territory, and this one is a bit not safe for work. It's not overly sexual, but it is a little bit. I was listening to it before. I found it in a TF2 animation, and it's more of a newer one, and it was used as a more anime intro style thing, and I liked it. So I listened to it before I knew the lyrics. The lyrics were kind of hard for me to understand. I am pretty oblivious as well. So, we'll get into it here. So that's the intro. You already get into the lyrics, and a little bit after that, it does get into a very intense part of it, which is like the main part of it, and I'll play that here. So that's that part. The name Absolute Territory, there wasn't really any meaning behind the actual song, but the meaning Absolute Territory is apparently referring to the socks of a... It brought up schoolgirl outfits, and it was like the skin part of like where the skirt and then the socks, like that the part between that. So it is a little bit more but I do still enjoy that song. So I'll go on to the next one now. I do really like that one just because it's very intense. It's very I don't know, the lyrics are really fun to repeat, kind of, or it's kind of, it's actually kind of hard to repeat them, so I find it very fun to do that. I'll go on to the next one. This was actually, I found Mystery Skulls a while back. It was the song from this. I found it a while back, but I forgot about the song. But there's a really good music video to it, and the song is Ghost by Mystery Skulls, and they have a lot of good music, and their music has been compared to, I don't even say the artist of the last one. The artist of the last one was Ken Ashcorp, I think, but they've been compared to each other, so that's why I kind of rediscovered him. This is the song.
This time
I really like that, but it is going kind of more off of nostalgia and like the memory of the old and the music video and all that. The music video is really interesting. I really like that one. It's like Scooby-Doo. So it's got Shaggy, it's got Velma, it's got Scooby-Doo, it's got Fred, and the Fred character died, like, I would like to think, like, by accident, or no, it is by accident from the Shaggy character, but he blames him, but he's in love with, like, the girl character, and it's... like he mends his heart and it's broken and it's kind of sweet. The meaning behind the song was, it's the idea of moving away and not telling a single person. And it was when they were moving, the Mystery Skulls, they were moving from Dallas to Los Angeles, and they just wanted a new start. So it was, you know, kind of leaving behind the old you or so I do really like that song more, as again more because of the nostalgia, but it's still really good. The album cover for that is really interesting as well. It's a woman, and her eyes are covered, and she's got really bright red lips, and there's smoke coming from her mouth, and it's not very, I don't know, but it's very cool to look at. I'll head on to the next song. This one is Milkman by the Rare Americans. They are more alternative, kind of indie. They're not, I don't think they're very popular. But their song is very, it's very heavy on the lyrics. So if you listen to the song, you'll get the full, but it starts up, really like abruptly, like there's a few notes and then it starts up. But it's really heavy on the lyrics. So like, of course there's a chorus in it, but nothing really repeats. The music video also for that is really interesting. Like the milkman, or the kind of the boss, is shown with a crown, and it's kind of, you know, above everyone else or whatever. And the two like main characters, they turn into wolves and like rip them apart or something, or chase them down, I think it was. But it's going off of like, I think it was more capitalism and like just, well, America being the way that it is. But it's a very, I love this song, and I found this one off of the music video, just as I did the last one. Here it is.
Sometimes I drive, ignore the signs without a second's thought. I'm not an asshole, but don't care about getting caught. My friend the lawyer pads his time. Think the man behind the man has got his hands in both your pockets, laughing, grinding like the milkman. Pull the strings, the people dance. On a leash like sheep, her cash advance. Put enough in your pocket, your life's alone. Till you can't get straight, deep red, full blown. You got no one to turn to, and people you owe. You're a dope head shaking, battered, broke. Life is tough, man. We go on with the show, this life is tough, man.
So yeah, that one's more on the lyrics. You'll hear like a lot of, it's going after, the meaning behind it is going after communism and how it exploits the common man. But this was my first intro to kind of the alternative, and well, realizing that I do kind of like it. There are a few songs that I kind of enjoy. I'll find a new one here. The music video for that one is really good as well, and the album is very interesting as well. Their albums are really cool. They use a lot of colors and a lot of like more abstract kind of. I got a new song in here. This one is it's more. This one is alternative, but also electronic. And this one is Valkyrie by Battletapes. And I discovered this one from the Spotify recommended. So, you know, maybe it's not too bad. But yeah, I had a whole phase with this. And I'll play it here. Phase with the whole Battletapes thing. I've got quite a few of their songs on playlists, but it is still pretty cryptic. Sweating Gasoline, Dancing with the Devil. Interesting, but I'm not really sure what it means. That's all I really have to say on it. I'm going to go on to the next song. The next song is Cardinal Red. This is by Monuments, and it features Mick Gordon, and I really like Mick Gordon. I know I found this from Mick Gordon, and he did a lot of the soundtrack for Doom 2016 and Doom Eternal, which are video games. So he did the soundtrack for him, and. So these are more like heavy metal kind of Monuments and Mick Gordon. They make more heavy metal music. So I'll play that. That one, really heavy metal, really intense. I love Mick Gordon's playing. There's another one, Lavos. That one's really good too. Not as good as this one, but I still really love it. Still Mick Gordon with Monuments. It's still really good. This kind of got me into. I do really enjoy the vocals, and it got me into kind of realizing that I do enjoy that. I didn't really think I would, but here I am having it as one of my favorites. Now, of course, these all kind of switch. ADHD takes care of that. But even still, I think this is one that'll stay around. The next song we're gonna go to is by Carpenter Brut, and I found him from a TF2 animation, just as the first. And the song for this one is Escape from Midwich Valley. And okay, I love it. Don't get me wrong, I love it. But the intro is like 6 minutes long. And look, there's a lot of people that praise it. And like, there is that huge build up, and that is really nice. And you know, sometimes the payoff is nice, but I like to get right into the action, you know? So I have a thing on there, and it just gets right into the nice part of it. But it is still nice, so I'll play it here. So that is not the... That is like the intro into the good part. There's a little jingle that I'll play. I do still, like, really enjoy that part of it. But here's the really intense part. I'll play a little bit of that. I mean, like, wow, you know, it's so intense. It's like, oh my God. I love this song. This is, I, oh my God, I love it to death. There's so much shit has gotten done just because of this song. And I mean, I'm sure you can just hear it from the intensity from it. Like, you could kind of hear why. Yeah. This is the end. Really wish I would have been able to do it with friends. I wasn't really good at leader about it in the end of the year, so I couldn't really wasn't really gonna work out. But hey, got to do it by myself, and I got to talk about just stuff I like, and it's better in some ways. As much as I'd like to hear other people's songs, I'm kind of glad I got to just talk about what I like. Yeah, see ya.